Katie, 2.
Sometimes I think Abba is a little afraid of Aisha. It's like she always knew what she wanted, and he was put on this earth to answer her commands. Back in Dhaka, when Abba wasn't sure about going to America, she cut out an article and put it in his lap, a story about a Bangladeshi girl who'd graduated top of her class in economics and now worked for the World Bank. "We may be one of the poorest countries in the world," she told Abba, "but we're the richest in brains." Abba laughed then. Where did an 8-year-old learn to say such things? That's the way it always was. "Oh, did you hear what the teacher said about Aisha today?" "Your sister," the other girls would whisper to me. "She's different." "But what kills me is that Aisha always says the right thing. She asks Ma if she's low on mustard oil for cooking, or Abba if he asks the doctor about the better ointment for his joints. It's hard to have a sister who's perfect." "Hurry now, we have to go. Your uncle, they're letting him out." She hands the phone receiver to me. "Call Mr. Rashid, he'll explain everything." When I call Mr. Rashid, his secretary puts me right through. "They're releasing your uncle," he explains. "No charges filed, but he only has 30 days to resolve his immigration status. Otherwise, deportation proceedings will begin." He pauses. "I'll tell you honestly, Nadira, these days I can't get anything done in 30 days with the INS. "Does my aunt know this?" I ask. "Not yet. She was just so excited about his release. I didn't want to upset her all over again.
Besides, I'm not going to tell you my..."